ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a question which a lot of people ask, and that question is related to Tawbah or repentance. The question that we want to specifically pose today with respect to this topic is, when is repentance accepted? A lot of times we make repentance, we're very sorry, but we persist in repenting. And if somebody asks us, why are you doing this? We say, well, I'm not sure if Allah has accepted my repentance or not. I don't know when I should move on and conclude that my repentance has been accepted. In order to answer this question, we can take inspiration from some of the verses of the Holy Quran and Hadith which have been narrated regarding this topic. In one beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following: but acceptance of repentance is not for those who go on committing misdeeds. When death approaches any of them, he says, I repent now. Nor is it for those who die while they are faithless. So this verse, it mentions two signs by which we can assess whether our repentance is accepted or not. In fact, it kind of indicates when repentance is not accepted. The first is when we keep on performing the deed we are repentant of, we're sorry for. Right? If we do that, we can be sure that our repentance is not going to be accepted. The second is when we repent, but this repentance, we're not believers, meaning we don't, somebody might be sorry for the actions they've done. Like, let's say it's a disbeliever, he committed certain vile acts, and he's sorry for that. But because he doesn't believe in God or hereafter, he's not a mu'min, he's a kafir, his repentance, it will be of no use for him, meaning he's still going to be punished for what he did. Let's look at some of the hadiths which have been narrated regarding this topic. In one beautiful hadith, it's been narrated that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, a man who repents before he sees the angel of death, Allah will accept his repentance. So this indicates something that the verse also mentioned, which is that repentance at the time of death is of no use. If somebody repents at this before he dies, or like in the time when he's dying, his repentance will not be accepted. You have to repent, prior to that. Some of our scholars have indicated the reason why this is so. It's because, at the time of death, a lot of the curtain, the veil between this world and the hereafter, it becomes cast aside, and a person is able to see, for example, what awaits him in the hereafter, like, for example, the punishment for his evil deeds. So obviously a person would repent when he sees such a punishment that is awaiting him. All right, so such a repentance is of no value, and it won't be accepted. Finally, Imam Bakr alayhi salam said, when the soul reaches this, and he pointed to his throat, there will not remain a chance to repent for the knowledgeable man, but there will remain a chance for the ignorant one. So this indicates, this is kind of like a clause for what the previous hadith and verse said, which is that at the time of death, if a person repents, it's possible for his repentance to be accepted if he is a person who was ignorant about about, you know, like Islam and these matters. If he repents at that time, it will be accepted. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at when is repentance accepted and when it is not accepted in the light of the Quranic verses and hadith. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.